Now joined by the head coach of the Tri-County boys basketball program and Dylan Lowry. Tri-County has three wins in a row, King City, Tyne Avalon, and Gilman City. They will be in action tonight against Mercer at 6 o'clock. So it's a rematch with Mercer. First time around at Mercer, things didn't go all that well for Tri-County, a 56-24 loss in mid-December. But certainly the Mustangs are playing better. And Coach Lowry, as I look at this matchup, we kind of talked about this yesterday with Coach Wyatt up at Mercer. This doesn't feel like your typical one-seed, eight-seed matchup. You guys have been playing well of late.
Yeah, we've hit a good stride in this later part. We've learned how to share the ball, how to move the ball quickly, and be a little more efficient every trip. And that's kind of what it's going to take against a team like Mercer. You can't waste trips on the floor. Every possession is important. And I think we've got some size that can actually kind of match up with Mercer. We just, the turnovers really piled on last time against them. And whenever you let that happen, scores can get away very quickly.
So you've won three in a row, and this kind of puts your team in a unique situation because, you know, the three wins that you've got, really good wins, but not necessarily against a team as good as Mercer. Do you kind of get the sense, are the boys ready to play somebody of really good quality to see just how far they've come along in the last month?
I think so. Yes, they've gotten a lot of excitement out of these wins just because they are a big deal, and some better than others, but a high-caliber team like Mercer kind of puts them to the test, and we've had about a week to kind of prepare and get ready to go, and I think they've got a fire under them that they're wanting to see what they can do.
In one sense, you know, I've talked about this with Coach Wyatt. In one sense, I think Cam Hartley can probably be described for Mercer as a go-to guy, but in another, yeah, he puts up numbers, but it's not like he's putting up 25 and the rest of the guys are putting up 5 to 7 points a game. They're pretty balanced. That makes him formidable.
Exactly. Cam Hartley really does have a big push in their offense to either break down and distribute, but whenever he does kind of penetrate in the inside, it does give a lot of those other guys some capabilities, and they have good, quick hands on defense. So it makes it tough in a few areas, but at the same time, take away a few key players, and Cam, I think, really does do a big part for them.
Is the biggest,
and we've got some size on the inside to really help out in there, and so we've got a few different things we'll try tonight.
How big of a thing tonight, Coach, is the longer that you can stay close enough to make Mercer feel your presence and kind of get some of the pressure of the number one seed that. You know, they talked about this in the Chiefs game Sunday. If you're the higher seed, you're the team that's supposed to win. And the longer that the underdog stays in there, the more pressure goes on the one seed. How much of a strategy is that tonight for, hey, guys, let's just stay close and see if we can beat this game in the second half?
That's the big part of it. Just like in that Chiefs game, you got to stay in it longer than the first. Just stay on their heels, stay right there with them, and I think it'll completely change it. But if you let it pull away, we're not the team that's going to be able to score 30 and a quarter to make a comeback or something like that. So we have to keep it close. We have to keep it a low-scoring ball game for us. We've only had a few where we've really got the high numbers. Most of the time, we like to keep it in that 40-point range, and that's just kind of what we've been looking for.
Yeah, I was about to say, too, that you know it's kind of a double-edged sword because defensively, the first time around against Mercer, you gave up 56, which probably is a little bit more than you wanted to, but against Mercer, that's not terrible, but you only scored 24. So if you're gonna have a chance to win this game tonight, Coach, I'm probably thinking that in that 47-44 sort of category would be the type of score that you'd want.
Yeah, we want to keep it low, keep it better tempo, not let fast breaks get in our way.
So if you look at the forecast, it's kind of the same as it was last week. It's good now, but by the time you get late in the week, it looks a little bit dicey. So who knows what that means for the South Harrison tournament. But, you know, it's a tournament. You get a chance to play at least two games, and there's some pretty good teams there. You know, I was talking about this as well yesterday with Coach Wyatt about how if you look at seeds 1 through 5, and even you guys as an 8, you've won 3 in a row. This is a pretty balanced tournament. There's going to be some good competition for you this week.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. But at the same time, with the weather and the end of the week, all I'm looking for is making it to the end. It's been a long time since Tri-County's been able to go 3 games in a tournament, and that's kind of where I'm
shooting for. Got to win some to get there, and we'll adjust if the weather comes. I think they've got some different areas. It's easy to get to that gym, so hopefully the weather doesn't make it too difficult.
Yeah, it's one of the running jokes that I have with it going up to Bethany from the Trenton area is, well, if one way gets blocked to Bethany, there's about six or seven different ways you can get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, needless to say. 669 points last Tuesday night against Gilman City, Coach, a 69-46 victory. That's as many points as you guys put up in a long time. What went well for you offensively against the Hawks?
We showed up ready to play right off the beginning of the game. Scoring 18 points in the first quarter is kind of that hasn't really happened for us. And so whenever we come out ready, looking alive, at the very beginning of the ball game, it shows how many points we can put together. Our cuts were there. We were seeing guys looking through, making good passes. It's kind of one of those games that we showed up ready to go at the very beginning. We gave up a decent amount of points later on, but offensively we're really clicking together, and that was exciting to see.
Looking for more of the same?
First conference win in a while.
Absolutely. Looking for more of the same this week. Tri-County plays Mercer tonight at 6. A loss would put Tri-County Wednesday night at 6 against, I believe it's Northeast Nottoway. A win, upset win, would have them against the Shamrocks North Harrison Thursday at 6. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.